HoodHype.com.
Man, we got a special guest on the line. Big Crit, what's going on, baby? Welcome to the basement, man.
Man, what's good, man? I'm glad to be here, man. I got there. I was on the road. I had to start the car and get the number right so I could call in, man.
Hey, sure. Nah, I'm glad we got you, man.
Where you headed to?
Man, I'm finna head back to Mississippi real quick, man, just to see my fam and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had the opportunity to go back, you know, as much as a lot of stuff been popping. So, shit, I had to go down there and just get some country cooking and shit like that, you know.
I feel that, man. So, hold on. Where you coming from, man? You on tour or what's going on with you?
Oh, no. Nah, like, you know, I got to really be based out of Atlanta and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, okay. You know, I never really had the opportunity to go back to the crib because, you know, it'd be so much going on just trying to start working on my album. Or, you know, I'm in New York working or, you know what I'm saying, just performing and promoting. And so I kind of just got the opportunity that I could go down there for a couple of days and shit. And so I'm headed down there. You feel me?
No, I feel that, man. That's what's up, man. And shit, this is our first time talking to you, so we got to give you a belated congratulations on the whole Def Jam shit, man.
Yes,
big,
sir.
Big time.
Man, I appreciate it, because it's definitely a blessing, man. And it's just so, you know, hopefully it'll be, you know, inspirational to other people that, man, you just follow your dreams, man. You can accomplish anything. Because if you would have been like, yo, Chris, you're going to sign a Def Jam like a year ago, I'd be like, man, stop playing. You know what I'm saying? But this shit is just real, and they're going to die, and majors are ready to invest in people who kick real shit and, you know, rap about their life. So, man, it's going to be an amazing experience, man.
I feel that, man. Now, hold on, man. I got to be honest with you, because you know, the Crit was here. That's been like the soundtrack to my summer, man. Between that and Wiz, you know, with, you know what I'm saying, the Cushion OJ, that's been two of the joints.
Yeah,
I've been bumping the whole summer through, man. Love the work, especially the fact that you produced the whole thing is crazy. And then when we found out the homies Console Kings from the A, they actually the one that's like, yo, you got to download this album. They're like, you got to hear this dude. He young as hell. He from Mississippi. Shit is thorough.
You know what? I got to be honest, though, man. And this might have happened a lot.
Yeah.
Man, when I saw the name, I immediately was like, I don't know, man.
Exactly. Man,
that shit was a smack to the face, man. For real. I mean, it was a fucking smack to the face.
He was like, oh, shit. He was like, here they go with that shit.
It's exact. That's what it was.
Mississippi shit. Oh, here you go. Like, yeah, I can see that. But, he like, man, just think. Now, my name used to be Critical. So just think if that would have been the name and shit, I push you really would have never checked that shit out.
Thanks, nah, man. I mean, I feel you with the name change for real. Now, New York would have been on you real quick. They would have been like, Big Critical. Oh, shit. This nigga on some crazy backpack shit. We fuck with him. They would have been on it for real. But, man, regardless, though, man, we heard it. And the shit was crazy. And then when we found out you were still indie and no one had grabbed you up already, I was like, oh, this nigga about to go on a run. And then, man, so we followed you, and then we saw that you signed with Def Jam, and everything was like a whirlwind. It happened real quick, and we was kind of late to finding out about you, man, but I watched the video of you signing with Def Jam, man, and in my heart, man, I was like, dude, this looked like a lamb being led to the slaughter, man. I swear to God, because, man, yo, we love indie, and I'm like, no, don't take this dude. No, we got him on the indie tip. And he signed, and I was happy for you on you know, on the business side of things. But creative, you know, on the creative side, I'm like, man, they gonna fuck with my dudes with his vision and what he's trying to do.
I promise you, like, yeah, that's a lot of people fear, but y'all, you understand, like, the producer in me won't let that happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dog, that's why we dropped Nah Never after the deal signing, so people could hear, like, no, like, shit ain't changing. Okay. Like, they ain't tripping on putting me in studio with producers and shit. Like, nah, nigga, like, I got this tension with Crit was here. Okay. You know what I'm saying? With being myself. So when they came to me, you're investing in a product and, you know, that I already put out. You're investing in who the world know me as now. Like, you can't, nah, I can't change up because you're going to fuck up the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, hell nah, man. Like, man, at the end of the day, man, like, I'm going to keep it 100, man, on these records. I'm going to rap about my journey and what I go through in my life, you know what I'm saying? Because that's, like, people, yeah, I'm human, you know what I'm saying? Like, I make music that everybody can relate to. I'm from a place where you really don't get a good understanding of what people are like from Mississippi. So I'm going to give you the 100% raw who I am. I'm country as fuck, you know what I'm saying? I drink, I chill, I like fucking with hoes and shit. That's me. So it's like, I'm not finna sell you no dreams and no shit like that, man. Like, It's crazy, man. But a lot of, that was a lot of people fear, man. And then a lot of, like, I've been grinding since 2004. So, you know, musically, like, a lot of people just heard of me. So they probably was like, man, he young and he just started and he looked like, man, business wise, I done been through a lot of bullshit. I decided and had to, took a year and a half to get out of deal. Dealing with a lot of crazy shit, man. So it's like, you know, like, hold on. I gotta do this without being in the car, cuz. Yeah, and it's like, man, like, shit. Like, then, and so I'm knowing, like, all right, I'm not gonna put myself in a position where I can't put out the type of music I want to, that I ain't really got no say so as far as how my, like, how my images look and shit like that. Like, nah, man.
Okay.
Nah.
I feel that, man. That made me feel a little bit, you know, a little bit easier, man. Because, for real. Yeah, man. Because I'd be worried, man. I done seen, there's a lot of cats out here, man, that I respect. Honestly, man, we kind of touched on them. And, you know, Wiz is another cat. I know, prop to him. He just got signed with Atlantic. And it's like, there's this whole new crop of young MCs, man, that I'm digging their music. And it's just like, I just hope that they able to keep doing it, you know, the way that you've been doing it. And don't, you know, they don't try to compromise that shit.
Yeah, no, man, I'm going to say the same. Wiz, another person, he done made a brand, and by being himself, currency, too. Like, for them to try to get us to flip it up, like, that's going to fuck shit up. Like, no, they understand, like, you invested in product we're already putting out so we can get to a bigger platform. Because at any rate, even when you end it, you hit a ceiling at some point. You know what I'm saying? Like, that major shit puts you on a platform where millions and millions of people can hear your music. And I was at a position where, for my family's sake and financially, because, like, I couldn't afford to continue doing it independent like that. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
Now, I got a question regarding Crit Was Here, man. Is that your thing, man? Do you take pride in pulling the bait and switch on people? Because my thing is, like, when I listen to it and you hear, like, something like country shit, and you're like, okay. And then you hear fucking Hometown Hero or No Wheaties, and you're like, oh, shit, what? Hold on. I got to go back and listen to it again, because the thing that fucking blew me away is, like, you pulled... It's almost like he's pulling, like, when Banner was, like, doing his early shit, and then it was like he started doing this Death of a Pop Star stuff with David Banner, or with Ninth Wonder. And you're like, wait, what? David Banner, what? And that's the same kind of effect you pulled on me with the Crit Was Here. I'm wondering, like, is that an intention of yours, or it's just you're just showing your spread, like, everything you can do.
Yeah, your range.
My bad.
I mean, but I think a lot has to do with the production aspect, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that I do produce, like, I'm a fan of all kinds of different genres of music, you know what I'm saying? Like, blues, soul, you know, trip-hop, like, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, just, you know, just organic type shit. So when I'm working on the album, I don't want all the beats to sound the same. Yeah. You know how some producers have, like, a certain kick and a certain snare and a certain instrument they always use? So if they produce a whole album, then it's 12 tracks and they all sound the same. You know what I'm saying, technically? Yep. And I just didn't want that. Like, it's 19 records and none of them motherfuckers sound the same. None of the drum kits are the same. Like, I didn't flip samples the same or nothing like that, because it was important that if I'm going to produce an entire body of work, it has to sound like a full record. You know what I'm saying? Like, it got to sound like, and there's different emotions. You know, as small as a giant and some shit while I was being real political, but it ain't like 2000 and beyond. They both political records, you know what I'm saying? But it's just different emotions coming out. Like, 2000 Beyond was more swagged out, kind of player talking about politics. And Small the Giant was like, man, fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, and then again, like, hip-hop is, like, being from Mississippi, we didn't really have a major underground circuit. So the only 12 artists that they played on the radio were 12 major artists. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talking about Jay-Z and goddamn, or they playing Chip on, you know what I'm saying, on the radio. Then Snoop from the West Coast, and we hearing all this every day. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I'm getting a different mixture of all kinds of music. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of made it easier to make a body of work, I guess.
I feel that, man.
Like, man, you know, even New York, man, like, for us hip hop and freestyling over the I Got Drank shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like, because I love hip hop.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Now, speaking on New York, you know, much has been made over the one video clip, man, where you was performing at the venue and you was doing country shit, which, yeah, I know some of this shit come with experience, but country shit for a new artist in New York, you know what I'm saying? I know how they audience is harsh, and they can, you know what I'm saying, especially towards South, they got a bias, flat out bias to me, in my opinion. And I saw that, and to me, like, I'm listening, we from Michigan, so I'm country shit, one of my favorites. I'm a UGK fan, and I can hear some of the some of your production style, man, take me back to Pimp C, to like Super Tight and some of that era.
Yeah.
So I love that shit. But then seeing how they reacted to it, it pissed me off. But I'm like, man, how did you feel that, and how's New York treating you now? Now that you on Def Jam, is it starting to get a little bit different, or how they treating you?
I mean, a lot of people don't realize, one, the crowd was booing before I went on.
Okay.
Because they had been there for a little while, and they really wanted to see Joel Ortiz and Jay Electronica. I didn't feel any kind of way because, and it, like, that's me being me. Like, I'm in New York, but I'm a rap country shit because I'm country. And that's the record that we trying to push. Like, I wasn't finna flip up. I'm like, oh, man, let's do something real hip-hop so they won't, you know, feel away. Like, nah, man, like, I felt blessed to be in a position where I could still perform the record in New York. New York showed me love before then, and they showing me love after. You know what I'm saying? That just was a situation. It was extremely humble. A lot of people have been booed before. I don't feel no kind of way. Like, one of my big bros from Harlem, Smoke Dizzle, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just a part of the game. It happens. You know, but it is what it is. Like, I'm really not, like, I don't have no bad feelings or nothing towards anybody. Like, you know, and then a lot of people don't get to see the extra footage. I perform Hometown Hero.
I saw that.
After country shit, and then people stop booing. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's what I was going to say. I knew they was going to be jocking that cut, because that's something that I think on any New Yorker, you going to vibe to that. It got, you know what I'm saying, it's got the sample to it. It's just got a different feel than country shit, so.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah, but I still, just for off the strength of where I'm from, man, like, I'm still supposed to represent and put on for my state and my coast, like, where I go. Like, I shouldn't be afraid to.
That's
and
true.
I'm not, you know, if I country shit is my song, like, everywhere I go, and then a lot of people don't understand, when you think of country shit, like, if you ain't in the city, cuz, where are you?
That's true.
You in the country, you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? No matter where you at, dog.
Yeah,
you in the
right.
Country. So like, that's all that is, cuz, like, that's all that, if you ain't in the metropolitan city, you in the country, and there's country shit everywhere.
So people in upstate New York were like, oh, this is my shit.
They should have been.
I'm
too. You know that.
I'm old soul. But yeah, I ain't feeling no kind of way, man. It's all love.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, I mean, it's.
Nah, and I have to ask, because honestly, man, I'm off of watching the footage. You handled it like a vet.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, for this dude to be young, you kept your cool, your composure, and I was just like, you know, that impressed me. I'm like, okay, well, this dude, you know, he done been around the block. Yeah, he ain't sweating.
I'm from a place, man, where people don't expect us to rap, dog, or think we have any lyrical content or subject matter, and I'm not finna fuck it up, you know what I'm saying, or get angry, you know, do some criticism. Like, no, I'm gonna keep rocking and hopefully make believers out of them, out of the people that did boo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that.
Now, have you done a track with J. Cole yet?
Nah, I hadn't had the opportunity to track with J. Cole, but I see he doing his thing too, and I can also respect the fact that he produces, you know what I'm saying, as well, you know.
Honestly, man.
Definitely be snapping.
Make that happen.
Two most anticipated hip hop rappers, man, right now, man. That'd be crazy, man.
Yeah, man, and I'm pretty sure it's definitely in the works, because it's real organic now how rappers jump on records. Like, niggas really get back in the studio and shit, and it's not so internet friendly, you know what I'm saying? He's really like, hey, man, come down, fuck with me, let work, let you know what I'm saying? Let's definitely vibe out and make something hot. You know, just like my big brother, Yellow Wolf, you know what I'm saying? Like, really getting in the studio with him is definitely an amazing experience, because he's just a dope-ass artist and a cool person.
Yeah.
So that's how we kind of working, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, let's take it back to where everybody is collective effort, everybody in the studio, and we just vibing out.
Yeah. No doubt, man. Now, you mentioned a couple cats, man, that you didn't, you know, already put in some work with, man. It seemed like you, Currency, Dizza, and Wiz, y'all got some type of chemistry going, man. Like, y'all some modern age Rat Pack or some shit, man. I swear to God, dog.
Man,
y'all got some crazy chemistry.
Though. I mean, because everybody is like, you know, when everybody's really on their own, like, man, you comfortable in their own skin, you know what I'm saying? It's really, no, we definitely on some more, like, everybody won't go as hard as they possibly can on the record, just because it's like, I know Smoke, like, if I don't go 100% Smoke, this will eat my ass up on a song, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, shit, I'm in the studio, like, all right, and then we don't mind bouncing ideas off the walls for the hook, the production, and just chill, man, smoking the ass, drinking cups, and we kicking it, and we just come up with crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Now, is that something we can see in the works one day? Like, the four of y'all, man. Like, y'all put together a compilation. That should be sick.
That'd be retarded.
Yeah, man.
That'd be retarded.
We'd love to hear it.
And then we all from different, you know what I'm saying, like, different codes. Like, we're not from different codes, but just different lingos and different terms and shit as far as how we was raised. So that should be crazy.
That's it.
What are you listening to right now in your MP3 player, phone, or whatever?
Man, what am I listening to right now, man? I'm listening to that Smoke Dizzle, George Kush the Button. You know what I'm saying? Pilot talk is definitely my shit too, man. And man, really goddamn went back to my vinyl, like my vinyl collection, man, really fucking with Willie Hutch. I just found a new group that I never really just heard of before called the Controllers. And I think they only dropped like 2 projects, man. Look them motherfuckers up. It was like 7 cats, but I swear, on some soul music shit, that shit was retarded.
The Controllers?
The Controllers, alright.
The Controllers.
That's some shit right there. I ain't heard of them motherfuckers.
Hell
no. Actually, I'm jotting it down right now.
Actually, I might have put somebody on to some samples, but I ain't sampling nothing from them yet, because normally I just like to ride out and vibe to the song for a little while before I sample them, but dog, that shit is retarded, the controllers.
You know, I got a record, the most fucked up record, the name of it is called, and this is four black dudes, it's called Black Murder. That's the name of the group.
They from the 70s?
Yeah, that's the name of the group. That's fucking crazy, and they're all black dudes.
Don't be mad at me when I go sample that shit.
Look them up.
You can't tell me about no vinyl, because I go look that shit. And if I can't find it in a vinyl record store, iTunes is a motherfucker.
Those dudes are crazy. Man. It's M-E-R-D-A, man. That's the name, way you spell it, man. Those dudes are weird.
I'm gonna try to find that shit.
That's what's up, man. Now, Crit, man, I saw too where you you said you had performed at South by Southwest, and I think you said you and Wiz had kind of like met up, and y'all knew about each other. I think it was beforehand, but y'all met up there. Now, what you think about that experience, man? Because we gonna hit the next one, so we, you know,
2011.
Man, that shit is retarded.
Is it?
It's definitely organic. I hope it don't get to the point where it just gets so fueled on some business shit. But it's just so super organic, and everybody just dying, man. They just want to hear good music, and they don't give a fuck if they know you or not. If it's dope and they in the club, man, they wherever the venue you at, they gonna vibe out and they gonna show crowd participation, because it's that type of event, like fans. Supporters, you know what I'm saying? Like that's where they go to hear dope music. It ain't all that I'm too fly to enjoy myself type shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
This is all kinds of different genres. Like you'll be rocking out, and then right next door it'd be a band playing, and the streets be packed, man, and the females be bad as fuck. You know, so yeah, man, it definitely was a crazy experience, man. And that was my first time meeting Wiz personally, like face to face. But I've known about him since like 2005, because me and him really kind of started like the whole grind and shit, you know, and Arthur Pitt and all them folk like back then at the same time. And I was just so happy to see like the growth and how big he even got, man, as far as music shit is concerned. And then nigga was like, man, I'm glad to finally see you. So it's really on some more like, man, niggas been making their rounds, but now everybody's kind of getting their own little shine, man, you know?
All right, so I feel that, man. Now, real quick, man, as far as Mississippi, man, tell people, the audience that's listening, man, something about Mississippi that they may not know. Because I think you hit on it earlier. People got a lot of misconceptions about the South, man. Tell us something about your hometown that we might be, you know, surprised about.
Man, it's definitely, people are extremely educated down there. It's a lot of wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Like growing up down there is really on some old, it takes to raise a child. You know, and a lot of the cities, is, you know, they're not really metropolitan, like big. And so a lot of people in their families, and you just grow up really appreciative of what you have, you know, and whatever it is. Like it's definitely an amazing experience, not with life for everybody to go. And you don't find dirt roads and ain't no horseback shit. You know what I'm saying? So if you're feeling like that and you think that's going on, no. You know what I'm saying? We get down, the clubs be banging. It's a lot of talent. You know what I'm saying? A lot of different variations of talent too, man, from blues, you know what I'm saying, just gospel and stuff like that, man. I feel like it's important that people go down there and really experience that, just the soul and the southern hospitality, you know what I'm saying, because people are definitely open arms down there to really anybody, you know, that's trying to embrace the culture and how we get down, man. And so, you know, I'm just trying to kind of shine some light on my state, the music aspect, the culture, and the lingo, and, you know what I'm saying, just how we ride, you know.
No doubt, man. Well, I know you said you're working on the album. If we gonna get blessed with another street album, you know, we love the free shit, man.
We'll see, man. Like, we definitely see. I really don't, you know, it's really, I know we might do one with DJ Michael Watts, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
It'll be an actual album, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just be on the lookout for that. And then I'm pushing also a group, the Alumni, which is me and my partner Big Sun, which was on the first record, Return of Forever.
Okay.
So you might get a group project, you know, from me and him probably before, you know, the like another solo project, you know, by myself. Okay. But I definitely want to focus on this album, man, and give people the best music I possibly can, and just kind of take them on that journey, you know. Mm-hmm. Quality over quantity, man, always.
Yes, sir, man. Love to hear that, man. Well, shoot, man, tell the people where they can get up with you, man. Your Twitter, your Facebook, MySpace, all that, bro.
Man, get up at me at Big Crit, BigKrit on Twitter. Hit me up. I do try to answer everybody back. It get a little difficult sometimes, but please leave feedback, man. Comments are welcome, negative or positive, because I appreciate anybody that take out the time to text me, type me something. You know what I'm saying? Definitely Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Facebook.com/BigKrit. Okay. MySpace.com/BigKrit. Just get at me, man. Check the music out. Crit was here on iTunes, and it's still for free download, whichever you choose to do. You know, I appreciate the support either way.
No doubt, man. And when you coming to Michigan, bro?
Man, I think we got a tour. I think we got a show. Up there with Wiz. If not with Wiz, the Smokers Club tour that's jumping off in October. So y'all, we'll see me up there, man.
Okay, cool, Eastern man. Michigan. Yeah, we gonna get out there and see that shit, man, for real. Love to link up, bro.
Man, I don't know if y'all fuck with ENJ like that, but that's my shit.
Yeah.
So I'll bring you some of this clear, bro.
I take it over Hennessy if you want. We can take it up a notch to go to Hennessy. We'll figure it out. We'll some rock balling or some shit.
There we go. Yeah, now we talking.
We'll talk to Johnny to see if we can get some access and interview you real time there.
No doubt, man. Appreciate it, bro. Wish you much success, my dude. All right,
man. All right, man.
Peace. Oh, man.
Shouts to Big Crit, dude.
Thanks, you. Dude handles himself like a vet, man. He don't seem like a youngin' at all, bro.
Not at all, man.
Dude's composed. No nerves, no nothing, man. Let's go ahead and jump into some Big Crit, though, and we're going to come back off of this shit. What's up?
Plug in his mic real quick.
Am I on? Hey, I'm on.
What the fuck happened?
I don't know.
Big Crit was trying to get on the line.
He needed to speak. That shit sound crispy now, man. Yeah. Shit, we all good,
man. We had to cool off the compressor.
We all good, man.
They spinning together.
New Big Crit.
Good shit, man. Dude is good material, man. HoodHype.com, baby, episode 121.
What's the song?
It's just my interpretation.
Interpretation.
Oh, yeah. Look at the title, man. Pay attention to the facts. Can't say I would assist if it's a subject. Yeah. What if all the songs weren't vain and the dreams that I had never came and I lost all the blessings I had gained? Woke up in the world that was built upon pain with an attitude like you ain't shit without fame. But quite gifted, with good hair, a light skinned, a white pigment, with a budget that's like spending.
That's a way to heaven, although I like sinning. Saved and never claimed to be.